Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Those who are interested in professional careers in music oftentimes must start young with lessons in whatever instrument they prefer. But lessons these days are nothing like when I took those, well, let's say I'll admit it, boring piano lessons decades ago. For example, our next guest owns two music schools in the Midlands where he has installed LED monitors in every classroom that allows students to hook up their mobile devices and laptops, even to use tools like the GarageBand app so that they can enhance the level of engagement with their instructors. Marty Fort owns Columbia Arts Academy and the Lexington School of Music. Marty, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Marty, tell us how you got into this business.
I've been teaching for over 25 years. You know, I had lessons as a child and did violin and voice and guitar and stuff and played guitar, still play in rock bands to this day. But I've been a lifelong performer, songwriter, and teacher, and the plan was to be a professor. I taught at USC Upstate for 6 years. At the same time, opened up a one-room guitar school on Rosewood, and here we are today with over 1,000 students, grown from there.
Now, talk about these new technologies. And first of all, were your guitar lessons boring decades ago?
You know, I got my start at Sims Music. Brad McLean, he's still there. And I got to say, I just always had such a passion. I had a blast with Brad. But to take you back in time, you know, we would learn off of vinyl records. There was a box of records in the hall with, you know, Guns N' Roses records and whatever, and we would just wear those records out. So I had such a passion for it, you could have put me in a cave in the desert and I would have had a great time. But I will say now that we all know children, especially in schools that are giving all students iPads, for example, or the kids are wired with technology. So I kind of know where this is headed and seen it locally, Mike. They're bringing their own devices. And so what we've tried to do as a school to give our students an awesome experience and their parents is to have the LED monitor so they can plug in their iPad, their iPhone, their laptop, whatever they're bringing. They've got their thing, we've got ours, and it just enhances their experience, and it just helps them at home a lot. And I really think that you're really going to see more of that as time goes on.
Well, give us a picture of exactly how this works. So they sit down at their chair. Mm-hmm. There's a individual monitor for them at their seat. They plug in their iPad, for example, start running the GarageBand app. And how does that work with the teacher in the room?
Well, you pretty much nailed it. It's just a matter of when you deal with music, we're dealing with our bodies. Turning on the app is easy. The hard part becomes, let's say I'm teaching you a lesson today. Well, what if you're having left hand pain? Well, GarageBand can't talk back to you. What if your back starts to hurt? That's a very common thing. Not only so, look, if you look at a child trying to reach around a guitar, well, maybe the guitar is the right size. Well, see, GarageBand still doesn't know that. Maybe AI will come the day that it will. But as far as now, you know, artificial intelligence doesn't know that. So our role is not only to help you with the physical things you need to do with your body, whether it's guitar, or violin, piano, whatever it is, but really just to be able to use technology as it should be, which is a tool to enhance the lesson. And one of the things I really love, Mike, is, you know, GarageBand's cool, but also the stuff for young kids, like Music for Little Mozarts, which is published by Alfred, which has a mouse and a bear. And I've shown friends at restaurants when their kids getting restless and they're five, how to have an amazing experience with music and learn, you know, while we're waiting on an entree.
What have been your challenges in the music business?
The challenges are everything from staff, sales, but no different than any other industry out there.
What's next? Expanding across the state?
Yep, we're going to be adding more locations, but also we're doing a lot with technology ourselves. You know, so I came up with a musical ladder system. We got a federal trademark on that. We got a patent pending, too, similar to karate tests. So every couple of months they have tests, and the students get wristbands, and they get certificates and trophies. But we're working with a local software company to develop into a parent portal, and that's going to be awesome because when you get in the car with kids, normally what I see is, like with my niece and nephew, I say, hey, how'd the lessons go today? And they're 8 and 11, so they say, fine. And that's the end. But with the parent portal, you're going to be able to log in and see how your child's doing, when the next test is coming. They're going to be able to know about it. So I myself, the locations are cool, but I'm trying to also do a lot with technology myself that can be licensed nationwide because I still have a huge interest in that guitar teacher I was 25 years ago. I still think that way.
It sounds sort of similar to what kids are used to nowadays in regular classrooms with Blackboard.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just trying to. And, you know, in 5 years, Mike, it'll change again. And then in 5 years, it'll change again. But this is where we are now. We're very into trying to deliver a cutting-edge experience. And so we're excited about debuting the Musical Ladder software. The parents really love seeing how their kids are doing. And the students love getting those wristbands and trophies and certificates. Puts a huge smile on their face and inspires them to get excited about music, which is what we want, is an excited atmosphere.
Well, Marty, thank you very much for taking the time to visit our studio today.
Thanks for having me.
Marty Fort is owner of Columbia Arts Academy and the Lexington School of Music. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts where you will be able to hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.